President Baraka, get parachutes on, everybody. We're gone flying.
Well, look, I can say to you that skydiving is something I've always said I will never do. I don't want to
That's
do it.
It's not on your bucket
it's
list.
It's not. But maybe I would feel safer doing it indoors. And former SES members Danny Hogan and Wayne Jones are building Australia's first major indoor skydiving facility in Sydney. Danny's going to tell us all about it. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Loretta, how are you going?
Danny, you've got a customer here. No. Don't lose her. It's the closest I've heard her come to doing anything remotely close to skydiving.
Look, and it's the perfect stepping stone to build up that character, throw yourself out of a perfectly good aircraft, that's for sure.
Hang on, but what are we throwing ourselves out of in this indoor skydiving thing?
You don't throw yourself out of anything. You fall into a column of air straight through like a normal doorway, and you fall into that column of air into the flight chamber.
How far from the ground are you?
You're at floor level. You don't have to fall in from any height. This is at floor level.
So the worst I can do is break my nose.
No, you'll have an expert instructor holding on to you for the whole
year. Now we're talking.
Danny, how did this all start? It's we're talking about an indoor wind tunnel that you're using, but how did you come up with the concept?
Yeah, look, I had, these are not new, you know. It's just the first time that it's going to be developed in Australia. Mm-hmm. There's 23 proven models around the world from the same manufacturer that we're using to build the one in Sydney. Mm-hmm. Sky Venture, the world's leading manufacturer. So this really started with a conversation between myself and Wayne some time ago, back in 2007, to be honest. But with my 2 years on exchange with the Special Operations Command, where I was able to see this firsthand, how they use these facilities, and I also saw the commercial aspect involved with one of these. So from that point in time, where myself and Wayne are shoulder to shoulder, moving forward to develop this one.
So from the experience that people will all have here, what you're in the air suspended. Can you sort of do everything that you might try and do if you actually had jumped out of a plane?
Yeah, look, Moy, these facilities replicate the exact same sensation that it is when you leap out of that aircraft. You know, winds in excess of 250 kilometres an hour can be produced through these facilities.
Now, this initially started out, though, as something that was inspired by a mate who died while serving in Afghanistan. Is that right?
It's sort of touching, actually. Blaine Didham's one of mine and Wayne's close friends, put us in contact with his uncle, John Didham, who now sits on the board as the company's secretary. You know, to be honest, we actually approached John at an investor type of level first, you know, and then Blaine's death happened on that deployment. But from that point, you know, that sort of solidified, I guess, John's role and responsibility with us as a team moving forward to develop this even stronger.
Now, how expensive is it to set something like this up? It wouldn't be cheap, would it?
No, look, Moyd, we're importing $3.3 million worth of specialised equipment from America with an over $5.5 million build, $600,000 worth of consultant fees. This is a big project. You're looking upwards of $12 million to make this happen.
Sure, and what will the cost be to punters that want to come along and have a go?
Yeah, look, ranging from $80 to $150, Moyd, depending on the way you book it, whether you book it through our booking online management system or through a third-party sales arrangement like Adrenaline.com or Red Balloon. And, of course, the time of day and season. You know, obviously it's going to be a little bit more towards Father's Day and Christmas and those things.
How close to opening are you?
Look, there's 12-month construction involved with this, Moyd. This is a big project. We've got a 52-week project management schedule. There's 12 months of construction. To get this thing operational.
Now, you've got to raise funds by floating it on the share market. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we lodged our prospectus on the 1st of November. The offer actually opened yesterday. We have 60 million shares on offer at 20 cents a share. This is something that the whole Australia can be a part of now.
So what do they do if people are interested? What do they do?
Well, look, they can visit our website to download the prospectus. And view the offer. The terms and conditions are on those websites as well, on the website as well. Or they can come to one of our presentations. The presentations are held across Australia. We started last week these presentations where they can view where we will be around Australia between now and the end of November. The next one we're presenting is here, actually in Brisbane, for the whole Brisbane community at the Emporium Hotel. this afternoon at 3 p.m. So
okay.
Feel free to register online or come on down and fill out your details when you come inside.
Okay, Danny, thanks for that, mate. We've got the news coming up, but thank you for that and good luck with the project. It's, I think it's a great idea for those that maybe want to try skydiving before going up in the aeroplane.
No, it's the perfect stepping stone. We're not going to leave Brisbane out. We're going to stand one here eventually. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'll be in that one. Thanks for that, Danny, from Indoor Skydive Australia Group.
314.